U.S. forces knew exactly whom they were looking for last week when they attempted to assassinate Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. Pentagon officials have confirmed that the former Afghan warlord was targeted outside Kabul, the first time coalition forces have overtly targeted an Afghan leader not connected to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. As NPR's Guy Raz reports from Kabul, both Afghan and U.S. officials believe the hardline warlord was preparing to attack the interim government in Afghanistan.
Nobody in this bustling Kabul neighborhood of Kai Khonap is questioning the U.S. attempt to assassinate Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. From shopkeepers to street sweepers, locals here wished someone had killed him years ago, when forces loyal to Hekmatyar laid waste to this part of the city. And without exception, the people here, like Mira Ha, who hawks okra from a wooden cart, hate Gulbuddin Hekmatyar.
The reason I hate Hekmatyar is because he buried my brother alive. And now my brother's children have no father. They are forced to be beggars.
In this part of town alone, Hekmatyar's forces are said to have killed 1,800 people in a single day in 1994. By the time the Taliban took control of the city in 1996, troops loyal to Hekmatyar were blamed for the deaths of at least 50,000 people across the country. Fahim Dashti, editor of the Kabul Weekly, describes life in Kabul under the wrath of Gulbuddin Hekmatyar.
When he was in Kabul at the time of Mujahideen government, he was in south of Kabul. And he shoot every day around of 2,000 rockets in Kabul. And he killed many Kabulis.
In an ironic twist, the man targeted by the CIA last week had been given those rockets by the same agency in the 1980s. In 1989, Hekmatyar spoke at a victory rally shortly after Soviet forces pulled out of Afghanistan. At that time, he was regarded as a hero among most Afghans. Hekmatyar was a leading anti-communist Mujahideen fighter who received the bulk of covert U.S., Saudi, Chinese, and Pakistani military aid. Muhammad Abdul Wasim was a commander in Hekmatyar's army at the time.
When the Russians came here, he started a holy war with the Russians and by the name of Islam, and everybody was behind him.
3 years after the Soviet withdrawal, Hekmatyar was appointed Afghan prime minister. But shortly after, Mujahideen leaders began to disagree over the makeup of a future Afghan government. So Hekmatyar collected his remaining stash of U.S. Stinger missiles and rockets and began a four-year campaign against forces loyal to rival Mujahideen leader Ahmad Shah Massoud. Kabul University law professor Faizullah Jalal says it was in the early 1990s that Hekmatyar also consolidated his position within radical Islamic groups in Pakistan.
Engineer Hekmatyar, az nazari qawmiyat pashtun ast.
Professor Jalal says Hekmatyar's political party, Hezbi Islami, was the most organized radical group in the country. And because of his battle with rival Mujahideen leader Ahmad Shah Massoud, Hekmatyar won the support of Osama bin Laden. By 1995, Hekmatyar's power began to wane, and he threw in his lot with Mullah Muhammad Omar and the Taliban. But within a year, Hekmatyar became a sworn enemy of the Taliban. Ruhollah Stani Kazai, a judge in Kabul's municipal court, says it's a hallmark of Hekmatyar's career.
One day he would be with one political party, and the next day he would be with another, and that is why people don't trust him.
Hekmatyar spent several years in exile in Iran, but he was expelled by the Tehran government last February after he called on his followers to attack coalition forces in Afghanistan. But in a shifting landscape of tribal and political loyalties, Hekmatyar recently announced he supports the coalition presence in the country. It's this kind of inconsistency that makes him a dangerous man, according to Kabul Weekly editor Fahim Dashti.
He wants to restart war in Afghanistan, and I think he can do it because he has good contact with Pakistan Army Secret Service, I mean ISI.
There's no evidence that shows Hekmatyar continues to receive strong backing from the Pakistani intelligence agency, but it's widely believed he does command support from some elements inside the organization. Still, his Hezbi Islami party is all but absent from Afghanistan these days, and according to analysts here, the greatest danger to Gulbuddin Hekmatyar won't come from the CIA, but from the thousands of Afghans waiting to exact revenge. Guy Raz, NPR News. Kabul.